In the beginning of our sheltering at home mandate, I thought I was handling the stress of it all okay. But I soon discovered I wasn't. To my dismay, I found myself in this state of lethargy. I just didn't want to do anything. It baffled me that now, having all the time in the world, plus having a blank slate with no one to see and nowhere to go, I just wanted to lay around and do nothing. Nothing, that is, except for two things: watching Netflix and eating junk food. With a million things around the house clamoring for my attention, I felt the shame of my idleness. So I turned to journaling. Journaling for me is a comfortable means of processing and unraveling my emotions, a way of getting honest and real with myself. As I journaled, the jumble of emotions that had been tightly wrapped together were released. I had been jittery, unsettled, nervous, restless, moody, frustrated, overwhelmed. And now I could see that I had let fear in. My sleep patterns were erratic and fitful. Fear had a tight hold on me, and I had chosen to be oblivious to it. In reading the Psalms, I've always appreciated David's honesty in expressing his thoughts and emotions. I've also respected that, regardless of his woes and troubles, he's always ended his thoughts with praise and thanksgiving. That is my goal in journaling, too. Journaling is where I can express my inner thoughts as truthfully and honestly as possible, and when I do, something pretty amazing happens. I am moved to open my heart and hands to the stirring of the Spirit. God is always there ready to meet me. Like David, though my problems may not be resolved, I know that having met with God, I am able to enter freely into praise and thanksgiving. These days, living out the sheltering at home mandate is not so bad. I'm adapting and more accepting of this new normal. Today, as I stare out of my window, I am in awe of the beauty around me. The hills are alive. They're covered in a luscious, velvety lime color. The skies are blue and poppies are blooming everywhere. All appears normal and serene, but the world still struggles in the fight of COVID-19. It's not all over yet. The dangers continue around us, and so back and forth I go. One day it feels like everything will be okay, and the next I'm not so sure. From fear to trusting, from worry to hope. Thankfully, attending virtual church weekly has been both a grounding and centering force. God speaking through others encourages, uplifts, and reminds me that I am not alone, that I belong, and that we're all in this together. As I ponder all these things, I am reminded of a time when I kept a gratitude journal. Remembering how God's expression of love for me was so intimate and personal ignited my desire to start one again. And so I have begun a gratitude journal to seek and discover God's mercies new every day. Here are a few lines from my new gratitude journal. I am thankful for all I have, but am appreciating how very little I really need. I am thankful that the things that used to feel so important to me have grown dim, and the things that are truly important have become obvious. I am thankful for the slower pace and a break from hurried living. I am thankful I can take myself less seriously and chuckle at my own faults. I am thankful for organized closets and a well-stocked pantry. I am thankful for character-building opportunities. There have been many lately. Renewed ways to practice patience, kindness, and forgiveness. I am thankful for ordinary pleasures, Less is more, being frugal, and making do. I am thankful for long showers and longer walks and sleeping in. I am thankful for little things like toilet paper and baking goods and the joy of spending all day in my pajamas, knowing no one will be stopping by. I am thankful for Zoom groups that keep me connected and growing, for virtual birthday parties and virtual hugs. I am thankful for cleaner air, quieter skies, and emptier roads. I am thankful when I see families together laughing and playing. I am thankful for my husband who walks alongside me through the thick and thin of these days. I am thankful for my grandkids who live right next door and I can see from a distance. I am thankful for my home church and community where I am nourished and I belong. I am thankful for the selfless people everywhere who have put their lives at stake for the common good and for those that are the links in the chain that keep our society going. And I am thankful for big-hearted people, all of you, who are doing what needs to be done to help the most vulnerable among us. God's grace is infinite, like the stars in the heavens. His mercies never come to an end. I sit here quietly in my rocking chair, reading, pondering, praying, journaling. I know I am so blessed. I am at peace for now. I am thankful to just be. My tomorrows are in His hands, and I am comforted and sustained by knowing His love will cast out all my fears.